We are on the bottom of Nandalanud Bays. I want to start with the Mishnah that's back there, just to get the running start. Zimche Shalmei Tzibur Va'ashamos. The Mishnah is in the parak are fairly familiar, of course. Zimche Shalmei Tzibur Communal Shlamim is a reference, as Rashi tells you, to Kibsei Atzeres, the sheep that are brought on Shavuos, because there are no other communal Shlamim. Va'ashamos, as well as the Ashamos, and the Mishnah decides, now's a nice time to give us a list of the Ashamos, Elohin Ashamos, Asham Gizelos, first up on the list, person who stole and then denied having stolen, and swore that he hadn't stolen. Asham Mi'ilos, the Asham one brings for Mi'ila, abuse of the Beis HaMikdash's property. Asham Shifcha Harufa, the Asham for Shifcha Harufa. Rashi here only brings you one of the two definitions of a Shifcha Harufa. If you take a look at Rashi on Asham Shifcha Harufa, four lines up from the bottom, he says, Habal Shifcha Kinanis, Hamyu Edes Le'eva Ivri. Remember the law of Yud. If the Shifcha Kinanis has been designated for your Eved Ivri, they're considered halachically married for all intents and purposes. And if someone else lives with her, then that's what we call the Shifcha Harufa situation. There's a requirement to bring a Karban Asham. That's one explanation. The other explanation for Shifcha Harufa, which Rashi opts not to bring here, is the idea of a Chetzia Shifcha Chetzia Baschorin, who ended up with a Jewish man. So that's the other one. Asham Nazir. The Asham Nazir, remember, is if the Nazir becomes Tameh. If the Nazir completes his term normally, he brings a Shlamim, a Chatas, an Ola, and a Mincha. But if the Nazir becomes Tameh, then instead he brings the bird Karbanos, the Kinim, one Chatas, one Ola, and he also brings a Karban Asham. The Asham Mitzora, when he ends his period of being a Mitzora. And finally, the classic, the Asham Talui. That one brings, if he's not sure whether he committed a chait or not, depending on which kind of chait, we'll be full of that in Krisus in terms of what exactly qualifies. All those cases, Shchitas and Batzafon, you shot them in the north of the Azarim, Kibul Daman, Buklisharis Batzafon, you catch the Dam in the north as well. V'daman ton shtematanos shein arba. The two presentations on the two opposing corners of the Mizbeach, that's already been discussed. V'nechon lefnim na'klaim, eaten anywhere in the Azara, although I'm going to clarify that a little bit on the next page. L'zichrei kahuna, me'al kohenim, l'chol machol, you can eat in any way, shape, or form, as opposed to the Korban Pesach, where it has to be tzlit. L'yom v'layla ad chatzos, one day, one night, avatel chatzos, the classic discussion from the beginning of Brachos. Rashi here is actually very interesting on this, and the Rashi on Nachon Lefnim and Aklaim explaining why the Asham has to be eaten in the Azara, he gives you the pasuk from Parashas Korach. If you see the bottom Rashi on the page, Dechsev Asham Bevaikach Korach Lachol Ashamam Bekodesh HaKadoshim Tochalenu. The Rashi in Korach tells you that you, I'm sorry, the pasuk in Korach tells you, you eat it in Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's what tells me it has to be in the Azara. The Bar Tanura on the Mishnah says the same thing. The Tosfos Yom Tov challenges that and says, I don't understand why you waited until Parashas Korach. There's a pasuk in Parashas Tzav that already tells you it has to be in the Makom Kadosh. It's the Makom Kadosh Yeachel. So why you bring me the pasuk from Parashas Korach? So there's a sefer called Taras HaKodesh from Yitzchak Ashkenazi writing in Lvov about 200 years ago, who says it's because if we wait another half an amud, we're going to see the Gemara is going to say regarding the Karban Toda that the words B'makom Kadosh don't have to mean the Azara. The words Makom Kadosh might also mean Har Habayis in general. So therefore Rashi is using the later Pasuk because the earlier Pasuk really wouldn't have worked. Which is a good answer, which leads me to ask why the Tosfos Yom Tov asked the question in the first place. Nonetheless, this is the Asham is treated as Kodesh Kadashim based on the fact that the Torah actually calls it that in Parshas Korach, and that we know. The Gemara on the top of Nunhei Amud Aleph. By the way, if at some point someone wants to interrupt me with a question, please do. Don't be in any way, shape, or form shy. Okay. I'm just saying, if people think the new guy is...
This is being recorded, by the way.
Yes. People think the new guy, you need to go easy. Don't. I did that for 8.5 years in Allentown, and let me tell you. There was not a day that they went easy on me. So, okay. Good. Nun Hayamid Aleph, top of the Yamid. Menolan Deboyin Safo. The Gemara asks regarding the Shalmei Tzibur, the lambs from Shavuos, how I know that has to be done, the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam has to be done in the north. They don't ask about the Asham because, of course, we already did the Asham back on Memtasamid Aleph. So we don't need that here. Menolan Deboyin Safo. The Tani Rabba Barav Chanan Kameh the Rava, the first of two explanations we're going to see. Rabba Barav Chanan says in front of Rava. The pasuk says, "You shall make a seir izim for a chatas." This is not talking about the two lambs. This is talking about the goat that's brought along with the two lambs. But we link the two. Ma chatas betzafon, ashal mitzibur betzafon. Just like the chatas is brought in the north, so too the lambs have to be brought in the north. Hamarle Rava. Rava replies, "Wait a minute. The chichatas mehechalamda. How did I even know that the chatas had to be in the north? Meola. That was learned from the Ola back on Daf Memtes. So Davar halame behekish, Choser malame behekish. Here you go again. Right? We've already seen that discussion. You can take something that was learned from a chatas from a hek through via hekish, and now use it to do something else with the hekish. We don't do that. So he says, scratch that approach. I'm going to give you another approach. Ella, midatani Rav Mari Breder of Kahana. Rav Mari Breder of Kahana taught the following regarding the chatzotros in Parshas Baloscha. Ala lo sechem v'azibchei shal mechem. The pasuk says, you blow the chatzotros for your ola and for your shlamim. Communal shlamim is what it has to be, as Rashi notes, because the carbon of an individual doesn't have klei shir. You don't do chatzotzos for a private carbon. It has to be a communal carbon. So ma ola kachei kadashim, av zibchei shalmei tzibur kachei kadashim. Just like the ola is kachei kachim, so too this communal shlamim is. And ma ola betzafon, av zibchei shalmei tzibur betzafon. So I'm using a different hekish, that's all. I'm not using the other hekish. Correct. So the Gemara asks, Ela Akesha Kamala Mayasa. Well, in that case, what was the point of the initial hekesh? In other words, we're not challenging the initial hekesh. We're not saying that we don't link the goats that you're bringing along with the lambs. We do. We just can't use it to communicate.
It's a clear passage.
You mean what we did back on Mentes?
Yeah, it's not the exact. Yeah.
When we did Chatas B'Tzafon back on Memtes, it wasn't from that. If you take a look at Rashi, okay. No. The original limud that we did on Memtes was a hekesh. The original limud that we did back on Memtes, it was Bimkomash Yishchatu Asa Olah Yishchatu Asa Asham was first.
Yeah.
Right. That was the Asham. And we said kachatas ha'asham ulashem. We didn't know explicitly that it's regarding shechita. The fact that it's regarding shechita is deduced from that. In other words, the pasuk didn't say shechita for this, shechita for that in the same location. All the pasuk indicated to me is that I link the two. One is like the other. And now the question is, well, what do I transport across that bridge? And the answer was, oh, shechita kabbalah sadam.
But the question about chatat, how do you know that chatat is like ola? That's right.
Yeah.
So the answer, and Baikan, Veshachat et hachatat bim koma ola. It's not hekesh. It's very clear in the past.
It is a hekesh. That's the way we learned it. You should ask the Kaddish.
That's hekesh?
I don't know that, but you had this ready before.
No, I'm sorry, it's not so. If you take a look, it's back on Memchesim Beis. When we did Chadas Ta'ola, it was not as direct as that. I'm looking back to see the exact passage that we used. B'mkomesher tishachet ola tishachet achatas was not deduced as far as Tzafo. Yeah, you know what? It's the bottom of Chesam et Aleph. If you want to go back to the beginning of it, the Chadas Midon Deboy and Tzafo, Mishchadas Achadas Bimkom Ha'ola. So I would not have assumed that was necessarily north. I would have assumed perhaps it's the room in which you're going to shecht it.
We learned this whole thing in the Gemara. We're Memchess.
It was the bottom of Memchess and Medallah.
I bet you want to ask your
question. No, he's asking a good question. But the answer is a hekish. Is a hekish not because we don't have a statement in the Torah saying, do this in the north. That's what we're looking for. Right. So the Gemara wants to know, I have a hekish then. To go back to ours, we have a hekesh between these lambs you're bringing for the communal shlamim and the goat that you're bringing. So fine, you tell me I can't use that hekesh in order to teach tzafon. That's good, I accept that. But what does it teach then? There has to be something there that I'm meant to learn from that. Ella, rather, I took it instead from Alosechem Beazibchei Shalmechem, Ela Hakesha Kamala Mayasa, then what was the point of the initial Hakesh? So he answers, Ki Chatas. The answer is that it's to teach me this Shlomim is like the Chatas in the sense that, Mach Chatas Enen Achelas Ela Zichre Kahuna, the Chatas is only by male Kainim, Av Zichrei Shalmei Tzibur Zichre Kahuna. The same thing is true for Zichrei Shalmei Tzibur, also male Kainim only. Omer Le Abaye, Abaye says, really? Yahi Gabe El Nazir, Dixiv, the Krivas Carbonola Hashem, Kemes Ben Shnasot, Tamim Echol, Olav, Chasach, Hasbash, Nasat, Mimel Chatas, Vailach, Tamim Lishlamim, right? The Nazir at the point when he is going to become Tahor is, when he completes his term, is bringing the Ola, he's bringing the Chatas, and he's bringing the Shlamim, and we link them all together there, and the El Nazir is the Shlamim. Hachinami Neima Dehikish Akasav L'Chatas. Are we also then merging them to say they're all like the Chatas to teach me Machatas Enon Echel Azel Azichre Kehuna Af El Nazir Nami Enon Echel Azichre Kehuna? Right? Are you going to make the same Hakish? Are you going to tell me that we mention these Karbanos together to teach me they were all also eaten only by male Kohenim? So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Hashta, here is now. Don't tell me that what you learned with the Hakish over there is also what you're learning with the Hakish over here. Why not? Number one, Hasam Kevin Dichsiva Lakacha Kohenes Zerah B'Shelem in Ha'ayil, Michlal Dekulei Bailam Achilei. He says, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that the Kohen gets the Zerah B'Shelah. You're going to tell me that the Kohen gets the Zerah B'Shelah means he's not getting everything else. Everything else is going to be eaten by the Bailam, by the Nazir, his family, nice little party. So the Gemara says, well, not so fast. Zerah B'Shelah, Mi'ala L'Zichrei Kehuna. That's fine. But now the Zerah B'Shelah, this part of the Ayil, should only be for the male Kohenim. Is that really true? Kasha. Okay, that's a problem. Fine. But I'll give you a different answer. V'ibayis Ema, if you want, I'll give you a different approach. Kadshe Ikri, Kadshe Kadshim Lo Ikru. The answer is, you look at the Pasuk there, and the Pasuk that you're talking about only calls it Kachim, it doesn't call it Kadshe Kachim. So therefore I know that it's not for Zichrei Kehuna. That's not what the Hekesh is. No, then what is the Hekesh? Then why is there a Hekesh? So Amar Rav or Samavad as Ravina, Shem Gilach Halacha Mishlash Ton Yatzah, to teach me that when the Nazir shaves, it doesn't have to be on the Shlamim, it could be on any of them. So again, we started out wanting to know how it is that the Shlamim of Shavuos, these lambs are going to be shechted in the north. I have Kabbalah Saddam in the north. Our first approach was to say, well, we have a Hekesh from Chatos. We dropped the idea of Hekesh from Chatos because Chatos itself was only learned by Hekesh from Ola. And instead, we learn it from Alolos Echem Ve'alzilchei Shamechem. We asked, well, then fine, what was the purpose of the Hekesh to the Chatos? And the answer was to teach me Zichrei Kehuna. Does that mean that every time you mention Karbanos in the same sentence with a Chatos, those Karbanos are also only Zichrei Kehuna? Is that what you're going to tell me regarding El Nazir? So he says, no, it's not. That's not so. It's not true. Well, then, why exactly did you mention the El Nazir in the same pasuk with the Chatos and with the Ola, for that matter, to teach me the Nazir can shave on any of the Karbanos? That's what we just did in the last 12 minutes. Okay, good. Right to the next mission here, middle of the Daf Nunhei Amud Aleph. Hatoda ve'El Nazir Kachim Kalim. Okay, Toda as well as the El Nazir, which again is a Shlamim, are Kachim Kalim. Shritasim b'chol makom ba'azara. You can shech them anywhere in the Azara. The Spaz Emes notes that we changed our language. We didn't use the term lefnim and aklaim here. Right? We've been using lefnim and aklaim in the Mishnayos until now. Now suddenly throw it instead, b'chol makom ba'azara. The Spaz Emes suggests the reason is because we want to include the place behind the Kodesh Kadashim, the Achare HaKaporis. So since we want to include that, which didn't exist in the Mishkan, if you remember the structure of the Mishkan, there is no space after the Kodesh Kadashim in the Mishkan. So therefore, he wants to include that, he has to change his wording and say instead, B'chol Makom Ba'azara. That's the Sfas Emes' explanation for why we changed it here. Fine. The Damantan Shtei Matan Shein Arba, on the second white line, this two corners of the Mizbeach, both sides of the corners to get all four sides. V'ne'achalin b'chol ha'ir l'chol adam b'chol ma'achal, edible throughout Yerushalayim. Anybody can eat it. You cook it any way you want. It doesn't have to be roasted or anything like that. L'yom v'layla ad chadzos. One day and then through half of the night. Hamura mehem kayotze bohen. That which you remove from it to give to the Kohanim has the same status in terms of the timing that it's going to be eaten. Elishamura nechal akonim l'shem v'livnem u'la'avdeyem. However, it's Kohen specific. It can only be eaten by the Kohanim and their families, which includes as well their avadim. As I state the Mishnah.
What is the Sfas Emes asking?
The Sfas Emes wanted to know why we said Shchitasim b'chol makom ba'azara instead of Nimin HaKloim, which is the phrase we've been using until now in America.
That phrase we only use on the Achila part.
On the Achila.
So correct. We only use Shchitasim b'atzafon, so therefore...
Right, right, that's true.
It's not that bad, b'chol makom ba'azara.
It's not bad, but why change the terminology for if we're really referring to the same space?
We never used Kloim beforehand.
In other words, we only use Kloim as far as Achila. That would be your answer to his question. Maybe. I like his answer because it fits. You know, it fits the fact that Kabbalah also can be done Rachel Yakaporis. You mean it didn't mention Kibbul Dam on Bitzafon? That's interesting. You're right, it didn't mention it. Why doesn't our Mishnah... You know, I think, though, we ask that. There is a point in the Gemara where we ask that question. Not here. But that question is asked. Why doesn't we didn't mention it? It was about a gerua. Yeah. Because theoretically, if not for the fact that we practically need it, we wouldn't need it. I seem to remember there was another answer also. You're right. It's a good question. If I remember, I'll get a chance later today. I'll take a look and see what I can find. Why didn't we mention the Kabbalah regarding the totem?
What is exactly a mural?
That which you're taking off to give to the Kohanim. So from the El Nazir, you're giving the Kohanim the Zerah B'Sheila. From the Todah, you're bringing him part of the bread. Chazav Ashok, as well as from the bread. You're giving him one from each of the types of bread. You have four different types of bread in the Lachmei Todah. So each one, you have 10 loaves. You're giving him one out of the 10 for each of them. Meiser, essentially. So he's getting four loaves of bread and some from the animal itself. Chazav Ashok from the animal. That's the Muram.
What is the word Hamuram?
Oh, literally, the elevated. Like Truma. Like Truma. It's the, right.
High-level.
That which is separated. High-level. Yes, that which is elevated would be the literal translation of Muram.
Like
oh, like Tamura. Yeah, that's what it, yeah, just switch it. You switch the mem and the resh. Switch the mem and the resh, that's all. Okay. Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Brisa says, quoting the pasuk from Parsha Shmini, when you're talking about the miluim in the Mishkan, Eis chazeah tenufa veishok hatrumah tochlu b'makom tahor. You're going to eat the chaz of ashok in a makom tahor by the miluim. So I'm Rabbi Nechemia v'chi rishon b'tumah cholom. He says, why you need this a chiddush? Other karbanos that we brought until now, you could eat in a makom tamei, right? This has to be eaten in a makom tahor. It's not true. Ella tahor michlal shu tame. Rather, what we mean when we say tahor is that it doesn't have to be entirely tahor; it can be even partially tahor. What does that mean? Tahor mitumas mitzora v'tame mitumas zav. It has to be a place that a mitzora cannot enter; however, a zav could enter. Ve'ezezeh. What is that? Zeh machne Yisrael. That is the camp of Yisrael. Remember, you have the three concentric camps. Right? You have the Mishkan itself, then you have the Leviim around it, and then you have Yisrael all around them. So the rule is that the Zav is allowed to be in Machane Yisrael. He just can't enter Machane Leviya. The parallels to them in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash itself is Kihuna, Harabayis is Machane Leviya, and then Yerushalayim is, right, Yerushalayim is Machane Yisrael. So I can eat this anywhere in Yerushalayim. To which the Gemara says, well, on what basis do you make this analysis? Right? Maybe it means a place that a zav can't enter either, but a tamei meis can enter, which is Tzai Harabayis. And that's a reference to Machane Leviya. Maybe that's the rule, that it can be in there on Harabayis. So the Gemara is going to give two answers for this. Omar Abaye. Abaye is the first answer. Omar Kra. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, V'achaltemo sabimakom kadosh. You shall eat it in a place that is kadosh, at osa b'makom kadosh, v'lo acheres b'makom kadosh, afka l'machne leviya. That pasuk, that you shall eat it, is talking about the mincha. So it says, the mincha shall be eaten in a makom kadosh, whereas the other bread, the lach metoda, does not have to be in such a makom kadosh. So therefore, that tells me I can bring it out to the machne leviya, to Har HaBayis. Then, I have hadar ksiv makom tahor. It says makom tahor, which we said means tahor, but not fully tahor. So that pulled me a further section out. Afkal machane Yisrael. Now I can take it out to machane Yisrael. So I have two psukim that reduce what I'm going to require. The first one reduces from Beis Hamikdash Harabayis, right, to Leviya. The next one reduces from Harabayis out to Yerushalayim to machane Yisrael. That's Abaye's answer. It's a good, sensible answer, but Rava decides he's going to offer us something else. Rava Omar, Osa b'makom kadosh, v'lo acheres b'makom kadosh. He goes back to the original pasuk, v'achaltem osa b'makom kadosh. You shall eat it, the mincha, in makom kadosh, in the Beis HaMikdash, and other things don't have to be there. Dafka Lagamri. That pulls it out entirely. It says you can eat this wherever you want. Then, Hadar Kasav Rahmana Tochlu B'Makom Tahor. The Torah then says you shall eat it in a Makom Tahor. He says Makom Tahor doesn't mean Tahor Mechlal Shehu Tameh, partially Tahor. Rather, Idol Machne Yisrael, that brings it back in to require Yerushalayim. He's gone all the way out. And now coming back in, to which the Gemara says, I don't get it. Ve'ema ayla machne levia. So maybe that just means bring it back into machne levia, bring it back into Harabayas. In other words, bring it back two steps. To which he says, well, lachada ma'ilin, latardi lo ma'ilinan, right? Tafasta meruva lo tafasta. You're going to tell me that the pasuk that says bring it back in means bring it all the way back. Not through machne Yisrael, all the way to machne levia. That's what I'm going to require now. We're going up two rungs. What's your basis for requiring going up two rungs? Go up one rung. Well, in that case, the same thing should be true when you went out, right? My default position was, when I started, this thing has to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. You told me that the pasuk that says you don't need the Beis HaMikdash means it can be anywhere.
So it should be only
machnavi. Right. If now you're telling me tafasta merubalo tafasta, that you can't go too far with these exclusions and inclusions, then you should have gone from Beis HaMikdash out to machnavi, out to Harabayas. You shouldn't have said, well, that teaches me I can eat it anywhere. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. That didn't work. The Odin further, lo sucha lecho b'sharecha ksiv. I have a pasuk explicitly that says you can't eat karbanos anywhere you want. There's no such thing as a karban that may be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. There ain't no such thing. So the Gemara says, "El machvarta kedei abaye." You're right. Fine. We have to go with abaye.
In Yerushalayim, he wouldn't be able to eat his carbon in his habit.
In his habit, you know, for certain carbon, in kashim kalim, he can eat.
How do you understand what's called bisharach?
Right, so Bisharecha we understand to be anywhere.
Now,
Bisharecha means, Bisharecha doesn't mean in your gate, as in if my gate's in Yerushalayim, I can't eat my carbon there, but it means anywhere you live. Anywhere you
outside
live, that's Bisharecha.
But it means anywhere you live outside of Israel.
Correct. Anywhere. Haifa, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to be outside of Israel.
Let me rephrase it. Bisharecha means any place anyone lives. That's what the word means. Don't take it as in your gaze. Take it as anywhere anyone lives.
Okay, so I'm asking the question. If someone lives in Yerushalayim, I you know see somebody, that, he should not be able to
there was no apartments in their Yerushalayim.
No, because...
In his own area. In his own apartments in Yerushalayim.
Maybe right, no but the answer is no, because Bisharecha doesn't mean, for our purposes here, in your house.
Take its true context.
Right.
We have to say it's exclusive.
Right.
Correct. Gates of Yerushalayim.
Correct. Fair enough. Mishnah now takes us to the Shlamim of a Yachid. We did Shalmei Tzibur, now we're doing Shlamim of a Yachid, about 10 lines up from the bottom, Nun Hamad Aleph. Shlamim Kajim Kalim Shkitasim B'chol Makam Ba'azara. Shlamim Kikishacht, anywhere in the Azara, no more of this Tzafon. V'dam Antao and Shtei Matanah Shein Arba, again, the two corners doubled to four. V'ne'acholim B'chol Ahir, L'chol Adam B'chol Machol, anywhere in Yerushalayim you may eat it, anyone may eat it, eating, cooking it any way they like. Unlike the Karban Pesach, Lishnei Yamim V'Layla Echad, and here is a Chiddush, 2 days with the intervening night. So I shechted it on Tuesday morning, I can eat it Tuesday morning, all the way through the night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday morning. Wednesday night it's in a holding pattern, and then Thursday morning I have to burn whatever's left as Nosar, right?
No
Chatzos. No Chatzos mentioned here, because it's between the 2 days. Correct. There's no need for Gezerah. Hamura mehem, kayotze bohem, that which I remove from it to give to the Kohen, that which I elevate from it has the same status in terms of the timing, 2 days with an intervening night. But those things are going to go specifically to Kohanim, their extended families. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa wants to know how you know that Kadshim Kalim, low-level karbanos, can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. The Torah says, V'shach Ushchato Pesach Al Moed. You shall shecht it by the entrance to the Al Moed. That's one reference to the entrance to the Al Moed. V'shachato Solifneo Al Moed. In the same section there regarding Shlamim, remember that the Torah enumerates different animals you can use, or different creatures you can use as your karban Shlamim. So you have Ushchato Pesach Al Moed, V'shachato Solifneo Al Moed, and then another one, V'shachato Solifneo Al Moed. That's three. The reason for this emphasis is to teach me that any space within the Azara is going to count for Kadshim Kalim. I can do it anywhere. It's not saying to me, don't make the mistake of saying, that one pasuk is to teach me south, one is to teach me east, one is to teach me west. It's going to be clear in the flow of the Gemara that that's not what they're saying. Rather, it's simply saying that the three pasukim saying Pesach Olamoid, Lifnei Olamoid, Lifnei Olamoid. It can be anywhere that counts as Lifnei Olamoid. The entire Azara is going to be acceptable.
So one ruach is out.
No, all of them are acceptable. So that's what I'm saying. It's not one pasuk per ruach.
We said the claim before, right? Remember, he said with the lima.
We're excluding nothing. Okay. We're just you'll see. We're going to make that
but
more clear as we go through.
The Mishkan was different. There wasn't a one dimension. Wasn't there? It wasn't accessible.
Didn't exist, right?
Because the kachim was right at the end of it.
So he says the kal vachomer letzafon, and certainly then you can do north. Right? If kachay kachim, which can't be done anywhere but north, can be done in the north, may be done in the north, kachim kalim shuchshu b'chol aruchos ain't a din shuchshu b'tzafon, then the low level kavana certainly can be done in the north. To which the Gemara says, really? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Lo ne'amar akasuv ela hachshir tzafon. Rabbi Eliezer says just the opposite. I would have said low-level karbanos can be anywhere but north. The pasuk is to teach me north. What do you mean? Because of this. He says, sheyachal, because I could have said, valo dinhu, it's logical. Uma kachim kalim shuchshu b'chol aruchos. Lo hochshuru mekomanetz al kachay kachim. He says, kachim kalim are good anywhere, and you can't do kachay kachim, high-level karbanos, where you can do kachim kalim. Right? They have their unique spot. So I should say, kachim are only in the north, and nothing else can be in the north. A unique spot. If I see a carbon in the north, I know that's got to be kachim. If I see a carbon anywhere but north, I know that's got to be kachim kalim. It makes sense. Why not say that each one has to have a designated spot? Therefore, Tamad Lomar Ohel Moed. That's why the pasuk needs to emphasize it. What's this really about? Tapan and Hamad Amad Beis. B'maika Miflagi. What exactly is this machlokas about? It's how I take this triple reference here. Tanakama Savar Tzlasak Reik Sibi. The first Tana says, I have three psukim, right? Pesach al Moed, Chatzar al Moed, Pesach Chatzar al Moed. Chad Legufe Dinibay Pesach al Moed. So one is a requirement. It's an exclusionary pasuk telling me you have to do this Pesach Ohel Moed by the entrance to the Ohel Moed, which we're going to see more about in a second. But if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi will jump the gun for you. He says, Kedamrina, Rashi is on the third line. Kedamrina Lekaman, Shem Ein Sham Pesach, Kegon Kodim Sheyiv. Meaning if there is no entrance because the doors have not yet been opened, the kodim shamidu alavim as a mishkan, or when they're traveling before the levim put up the mishkan, or after they disassemble it, you couldn't shecht it. You require that there be a Pesach Ohel Moed. That's my first requirement. We're going to come back to that because that's not nearly as clear as Rashi just made it sound. V'chad lahachshir tzdadin. One is to say that it's okay if it's not directly in front of the entrance, but even the width of the Azara, remember the Azara is wider than the Heichal, right, in the directions of north and south. Therefore, it's telling me it's okay. And then a third pasuk to say, but you can't go really far off. You have these lashachos, these office spaces, side rooms that were used for storage and the like, that were off of the main room of the Azara. You can't do the shechita in there. And as far as north is concerned, I don't need a pasuk. That's Kal Vachomer. That's the Tanakama. What he's done here is what we call miut achar miut. Right? In other words, three times the Talmud said it has to be Pesach Ohel Moed. That should be exclusionary. So I should have used all three to exclude. But you didn't. You used one of them to expand and include the parts that aren't parallel to the Pesach Ohel Moed. Why? Because the first one is a miut. It's excluding. However, we have a principle that if a pasuk says, I'm excluding, and then a second pasuk comes along to exclude still further, it actually means to include. It's like a double negative in English. Not is yes. So what we're doing here is saying the first one excludes and says nowhere outside of Pesach Ohel Moed. It has to be a Pesach. The second one expands and says, yeah, but it doesn't have to be directly in front of a Pesach. And then the third one goes back to being exclusionary and saying, yeah, but it can't be in the side rooms. It has to be in the Azara, some space in the Azara. That's what the Tanakhama does.
Who explains it that way?
That it's Mirach HaMiyut? I do.
Oh.
I'm being upfront. Mirach HaMiyut is not one of the 13, but it's one of the expanded list. We only have the 13, but there's a list of 32, there's 36. But yes, Mirach HaMiyut in Obala Larabos is a classic Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bahen, and I wrote it into my Gemara at some point in the past, and I read it this time and said, oh, that makes sense. And as I state, that's where I have it. I haven't seen anyone else who makes that, but I think it's clear, no?
Because Rashi doesn't seem to say that. But
in what sense? What does Rashi say that disqualifies that?
No, he just says la the dafku.
Yeah, but that's on the miut.
Not alt miut.
But it's by definition it's a miut.
Rashi just says alt dafku, so it's not your svar.
All right, so I'll take a look and see if I can find this anywhere
about
else.
Arguing on it, right?
No, because it makes sense, right?
Yeah, but it's a word, right?
But I'll see if I can find anybody. Why not? So the Gemara then continues and says, not everybody agrees with the Tanakhama. Why this was a machlokes? There's a reason it's a machlokes. We have two sides. Rabbi Eliezer, fourth line, Savar chad legufei dinibay pesach al moed, v'chad lahachshirt safon, v'chad lahachshirt tzadin. He says, no. My three psukim is, the first one excludes and says it has to be pesach al moed. You need an entrance. V'chad lahachshirt safon. The second one expands and says, yeah, but the north is okay, even though I would have thought let's have unique spaces for kachim kachim and kachim kalim. V'chad lahachshirt tzadin, and then the third one is actually also expanding and saying studded are okay, but vitzidei studded lo itzrich krayin. I didn't need a posit to disqualify the lishka. So Rabbi Eliezer is not using miut achar miut. He's doing miut riboy effectively. So the Gemara asks, Maishna hacha dichsiv pesach al moed, umaishna hasim dichsiv lufnei al moed. You know, you have different psukim that use different terminology. Why does one say pesach and one say lifnei? Kamash Malan kid Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's the lesson of Rav Yehuda citing Shmuel. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shlamim Sheshkatan Kodem Sheipaschu Delasas HaHechal Psulin. Rav Yehuda says citing Shmuel that if you shech the Shlamim before the doors of the Hechal are opened, they're disqualified. Shenamer Ushchato Pesach Al Moed Bizman Shu Pasuach Lo Bizman Shu Nol. It has to be open. There's a lot that we could say on this. I'm going to only say a couple of things because it's already 6:33 and we got to run. But but Tosus in Yuma says that even though this is mentioned here regarding Shlomim, it's Yuma Chavtes Amid Aleph, for those who want to look it up, it actually applies to all Karbanos. The Rambam in Hachas Maaseh Karbanos, Perakei Halacha Hey, disagrees and says, no, this is a Shlomim specific issue. But Tosus in Yuma there asks another question. You're telling me I can't shecht them when the doors are closed? Yeah, of course you can't. It's before the Karban Tamid. If the doors are closed, it's pre-carbon tamid. Nothing happens before the carbon tamid. So the answer that he offers is maybe they open the doors for the carbon tamid. They brought the carbon tamid and then they close the doors again. Why? Because some lady's having a bad day. I don't know. But he decided he's gonna close the doors. There's a sefer called the Dam Zvachim who also points out, Dam Zvachim is Shlomo Zalman Bautas, was a Bezdin in Skolsk about 100 years ago. So he asks the question. He says, Dlasos means apparently every door. All the doors have to be open?
Petah has to be open.
No, but the Gemara's Lashon is delasos, is doors. So he suggests that it's not. He says, if you remember the way it looks, you have the Heichal, you have the Ulam, which has a door, and then another door on the opposite side, one door on the east side, one door on the west side, and then you have the Azara. So he says, delasos simply means that a door in the north, a door on the east side of the room and a door on the west side of the room has to be open so that you could see straight from the Azara into the Heichal. Delasos plural means a door on this side and a door on this side with the Heichal here and the Azara here. It doesn't mean that every single door has to be open. He has another answer also, but that'll suffice for now. Okay. So the first approach here, Itmar Nami, we're about a third of the way down. Itmar Nami, Amar Ukva Rachama, Amar Abiyosi, Rabbi Chanina, he also taught, Shlomim Sheshchatan Kodim Sheipaschu Delasos, Delasos Eichal Psulin. If you shut the Shlomim before the doors are opened, no good. Shenamer Ushchato Pesach Al Moed, Bizman Shepesach Eichal Pasuach, Velo Bizman Shu, no, when it is open, not when it is closed. The Ayelet HaShachar of Steinman in Bnei Brak writes over here that there was a preference in general for tznius. There was a general preference for keeping the doors closed. You didn't want people looking in. There's a gemara like that in Psachim that talks about the lowered the craftsmen into the kachay kachim. They couldn't walk in directly. You didn't want people looking at things they weren't supposed to be looking at. So that's why. In any case, the Marava Masni Hachi in Eretz Yisrael, they taught it this way: Amar of Yaakov Aracha, Amar of Ashi, Shlamim Sheshchot and Kodim Sheipasku. Dal Sehechol Psulin, no good if you shecht it before the doors are open. Or a Mishkan Kodim Sheamidu Alavim as Hamishkan, Ulacha Shifrak Alavim as Hamishkan Psulim. In the Mishkan, if a Mishkan was not yet set up, it was no good. If the Mishkan had been dismantled, also no good. So the Gemara says, okay, Pshita Mugav Kinaul Dami. He says, if the doors have already been closed, Mugav, remember Hagafas Hatalasos, one of the jobs that they would do, if the doors have been closed, I view them as though they're locked. Vilon Mai, what if there's a curtain hanging there? What if you have a curtain? So Am Rabbi Zera, who Atzmo Einasa Ela Kepesach Pasuach. He says the fact that there's a curtain there, but the doors aren't closed, means we treat this as an open door.
But you can't see into the
room. Even though you can't see. Nonetheless, it's this is right. Let's news Bilvad. That's all it's there for. It's not considered fully closed. Even though you're right, I can't see through. Gov Hamai. Well, what if there's an obstacle in my way? Then what? So I can't see from where I am, and it's a permanent obstacle. It's not just a curtain. What's the deal? Then what? So Tashma, he says, come in here. From the following, this sign here is a brisa. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shnei Pishpishin, Hayu, Beis HaChalifos. Remember the Beis HaChalifos? You saw this earlier. The Chalif, Rashi told you, was from Arabic. It's the term for the Shechita knife. You had storage areas for the Shechita knife that the Kohanim were using, flanking the entrance to the Heichal. Right, in that ulam, in that middle area. Right, you have the little drawing there. It looks like tefillin, huh? So you have your chalifos there in the area where the ulam overlaps the heichal. So he says you had shnei pishpishin, two little entrances, v'govhan shmona. Literally, that means their height is 8 amos. Okay, the height of this little doorway is 8 amos. It's not so little, right? You're talking about 15 feet high. Nonetheless, k'dei l'hachshir es ha'azara kula l'achilas kachei kachim l'shchitas kachim kalim. The purpose was to allow you to eat kachei kachim anywhere in the azara. Through these pishpishin, the kedusha of the heichal expands to the azara. And that's what allows me to chef kachim kalim anywhere in the azara as well. End of quote that he's bringing in. But he says, the word govhan does not mean the height of the entrances. Rather, it means there was some kind of a pillar in front of them that was 8 amos tall. Well, it is. We're viewing Ol Moed as the Heichal, so it is. That's what we're calling it, yeah.
So that's an abstraction.
Yes. Yes. So the Gemara asks, "My Lavdika Kamayu Shmona." Does that mean that there's an 8 amma area in front of it, and yet I can still shecht anywhere in the Azara because I call that Pesach Al Moed because I have the Pishpishin? To which he says, "No. What are you talking about? The Gavuninu Shmona. It means what we thought it meant. That the entrance is 8 amos tall." That's what we're in fact talking about here. There's a great point in Tozer's Gofa, which we don't have time for right now, but it's worth seeing. He asks, well, what about someone who's standing with the Mizbeach between him and the Heichal? How's he going to see over the Mizbeach? If you're worried about being able to see, you know, what if you have the Mizbeach in front of you? It's a good discussion. If anyone emails me later, I can give you like the added stuff that I'm not, that there's no time to fit in now.
What is the vision or the...
Because you want to be Pesach Ol Moed.
Okay, but even if you've got the curtain, why does it have to be only on a horizontal plane? Because the walls only go so high. Why couldn't it go over?
So that's exactly the Mizbeach question. That's what Tosus is asking with the Mizbeach. Why can't it be that I see over it? So Tosus posits the funny idea that the Shochet is actually sitting down.
But you can't shaft
and it's sitting down, and therefore you can't see over. No, but you can do Zrika by the Paraduma.
Except for Paraduma.
You can do Zrika by the Paraduma. But there, because I can see in. So
you have to be able to see in.
And Tosus asked, well, then what about the Shochet by the Mizbeach? And Tosus says, well, maybe the Shochet is sitting down, and therefore you can't see over the Mizbeach. And all the Achronim say, what are you talking about? You're not allowed to shecht you're allowed to shecht sitting down, but you can't sit in the Azara.
Only in Melech.
Right. So unless your melech is your shochet, what are you talking about? If we're required that you see over it, so require that you not sit down. It's a great discussion, but we have to go right there. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute. We learned that all the entrances there were 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide. So how do your pishpishin come out as 8 amos tall? So he says Pish Pishin Sha'ani, because these are just little things that are there in order to machsha the room. They're not the same as everything else. Ve'ikat Stadim, but there's still space off to the side that's not directly in front. Dema'ayelo Ubekeren Zavis. The answer is they're on the corner. And if you look in the diagram, there's a great diagram in the Kahati Mishnayos in Midos. He shows you that you actually have multiple entrances. You have the Pish Pishin, which he has on the width of the wall of the Heichal. And then you also have two that are on the corners that are angled off, right, to be machsher the rest of the room. Achori Beis HaKaporas Mai. Remember, the Sfasemis told us you can even shech behind the Kodesh Kadoshim. So that's from this. Achori Beis HaKaporas Mai. What about the space behind the Kodesh Kadoshim? It's called the Beis HaKaporas because the Kaporas is on top of the Aron. So he says, Tashma, Dom Rabbi Bar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lul Katan Haya Achori Beis HaKaporas Gavor Shmona Amos. There was an entrance, a small entrance behind the Kodesh Kadoshim, right? This little area that's 8 Amos tall in the entrance. A little like a coop, yeah. That you could do this in the Azara, even in that spot. That word lefarvar is broken up in our edition in the Gemara. If you look in the Tanakh, it's not. Lefarvar is one word. It's broken up here to help us with the next line in the Gemara. But there were two guards for the parvar. My lefarvar, what is this parvar? So I'm a rabba. Bar of Shila, command Amar, klape bar. Bar means outside in Aramaic, right? Like a brisa is an outside source. It's from this word bar is outside, so it means facing the outside. It's the entrance into the Kodesh Kadashim, which faces outside. That's the idea. Tosfos Shnayim talks about this a little bit also in Shnayim Lefar. But that's the idea. Just to make sure we technically finish the Amud Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel Ein Chayav Mishum Tumei El Al Orach Mea Ushmonim Ushvishev Al Rochav Mea Ushloshim Chamesh. He says the liability for Tuma is if you enter into the Azara itself, which is 187 Amos by 135 Amos. Shkach.